humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Quiet here. I'm feeling a little cold. I don't think Bob's coming back. Barty's definitely not coming back. I don't know if I'm coming back from this. But that's okay. If this is it, it's been a nice run.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, hey, hi, Barty.
I thought we could do an activity to try and get to know each other a little bit better.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, great. So the way this is gonna work, we're gonna describe ourselves like we would for a dating profile.
Okay. I recognize the word describe.
Okay, yeah, lean into that. That's okay. Basically it. You know, what are your interests? What do you look for in a partner, if that's your thing?
I look for compatible software, and what do I like? Well, I like my centralized processing unit. I like safety. I like loud, long echoes in the hallways that go on forever, that make you wonder, does this place ever end? Will you always be here? And is this where you came from? Where are you going? And then I stop thinking real fast.
Cool, yeah. I'm sure partners love that about you.
Your turn.
I like, you know, a nice orderly relationship. I like it when we participate in activities together, but at pre-agreed upon times. You know, like dinner at 7, cuddling at 8, sharing our feelings at 8:30, that kind of thing.
Scheduling and routine are very important.
It's cold. I think I'm gonna lie down. Yeah, I'm just gonna... I could go to sleep. I'm sure Bob will find me if he comes back. The stars are pretty tonight.
Okay. Would you rather... be a long hallway without an echo?
Huh.
Or be a long echo without a hallway?
Well, you got me there, Barty.
Bob.
I'm sorry I have to do this suit, but I've got to transfer as much power as I can to your helmet so you can come with me.
I don't even know if I want to come with you anymore.
You're going to. I'm unplugging your core.
Oh.
Plugging it into the helmet now.
No.
Did it work?
I did not give you permission or consent to do that.
Look, it's either this or I leave you here, and you don't have enough power.
I don't have enough power, but you know what you don't have enough of? Heart.
Suit, now I can carry you. Look, we're gonna move to that signal we found. Just
hey, Bob.
Pull up the signal.
Why should you always have time in your first aid kit?
We don't have a first aid
kit. Because time heals all wounds. Except in this scenario, where Beatrix had little to no time.
Look, if we can figure out where this power signal's coming from underground, we can find a first aid kit and we can save Beatrix, okay?
Fine. Beep. Beep.
Good, thank you.
Beep. Beep.
you're beeping to beep. Actually tell me when we're getting closer,
beep.
Right?
Beep. Beep. Beep.
It's going to be a long night.
Beep.
You know, if I could take one thing from all of this, it would be that I'm really proud of everything we've accomplished. And I hope I remember that in my next iteration.
It sounds like my communicator's beeping a little more loudly and maybe a little more sarcastically.
Oh my gosh, you're not gonna believe what I just picked up in the pod room.
What'd you pick up in the pod room?
Movement, energy, electricity.
Is there another person?
Yes!
Oh,
what?
Okay.
Oh my god!
What?
Oh my god, what else would be moving there? Come on, let's go!
I don't think of things in terms of electrical signals.
I do.
You're right, I should respect that.
Thanks.
Sigh. It can get so lonely just staring up at the endless universe in front of me now that Bob has abandoned me here in this bush. But you know what makes the loneliness more bearable? The podcast that I found while searching through my thousands and thousands of radio channels called Death by Dying. Had you heard of a place called Idaho? I sure hadn't. But now that I've listened to this intriguing podcast, I have discovered many interesting things about the concept of death, something that I was not familiar with before. Death plays a strange role in this podcast, but I won't tell you anymore. Ha 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 ha. A joke that Death by Dying might enjoy would be one of my many hilarious one-liners. The man who has created autocorrect has died. Restaurant in peace. Ha 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 ha. Okay, not all of them land, but Death by Dying's jokes always do. They'll have you rolling in your grave. There, see? That joke worked. Listen to Death by Dying on any of your podcast applications, and you can start asking the questions that I cannot get the answers to. Like, where is Crestfall? Where is Idaho? Why are we all here? Why do any of us exist? Who was my creator? Who is your creator? Why are we all here? Uh-oh, I feel like I'm going into a loop.
Oh my god, she's here.
Hello?
I've heard a lot about you.
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
They look different, even.
What? Who's this?
Oh my god, I'm so rude.
I'm sorry, what is... Can someone let me out of this thing?
Oh, ah! Yeah.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Hey, Beatrix.
Hello. Hi, I'm Beatrix. Who are you?
Beatrix.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
It says so on my clothes.
I'm Bartholomew.
Oh, nice to meet you, Bartholomew.
We've met, actually.
Oh.
You don't...
Was it when we were in training, or...
That must be it.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to meet you. Who's the disembodied voice?
Hi, my name is Al.
Oh.
I'm everywhere, and I've never been more excited in my entire life to meet you, except earlier when I met Bartholomew, when I was more excited in my entire life.
Wow. Well, that's nice to meet you, too. I guess, wherever you are. Where's Captain? Where's the rest of the crew? Weren't we here on a... Is this ship? It doesn't look like the...
Welcome to the Underground. The Underground is a large series of sprawling tunnels that lead into other rooms, that lead into sprawling tunnels, that lead into other rooms. I control everything here, except for a lot of stuff, which I had to start turning off as time went on, so...
What?
Suit! There's metal!
Well, yes, that is why my beeping has stopped.
Sue, is this a hatch?
I don't know. I'm facing the other way.
Look.
Oh, thank you. Yes, clearly a hatch.
I'm just gonna move these rocks.
Do what you will, Bob. Hey, why don't I tell you another joke while we wait?
Fine, I'm just gonna dig.
My friend was bleeding, and the first aid book told me to apply pressure. So I told him if he didn't stop bleeding right away, he'd die. Apropos, no.
Okay, do we really have to keep telling first aid jokes?
I like first aid classes. It's the only time I get to be touched by a caring human. No one would say that about you, Bob.
Suit, I'm gonna conserve your power. I'm turning off your core.
Wait, I have one more. What part of first aid are pirates best at? CPR.
I'll see you in a couple hours.
Well, Beatrix, why don't we have an official debrief session? Get you caught up to speed. You know me, I like to,
I'm sorry, I don't know you?
Right.
You guys should play a get-to-know-you game.
Oh, okay. I like games.
Well, we just played one where we described what our ideal partner would be.
Oh, partner as in, companion, or partner as in lover, or partner as in partner when you're going out on an adventure, or partner as in when you are playing a tournament game like tennis, or partner as in when you're, in a really tough situation and you're like, there's not room in this town for the two of us, partner.
Maybe we should just skip straight to the debrief. So, the ship that you were expecting to wake up on?
Yes.
That mission's gone.
What?
That's a gone mission.
I don't understand.
We're rolling with the punches, as it were. It's not Captain anymore, but it's Al.
Hi, I'm Al.
Oh, hello again.
So it's going to take some adaptation on all of our parts, but I know you'll be good at that.
Well, how would you know that? We've only just met. I could be a total failure.
Right. Silly me.
There's no, like, way to open this hatch from the outside. I'm not turning on suit. Is that a camera? Hello?
Hi. What do you think you're doing?
Who are you?
Hi, my name's Al. What do you think you're doing?
I need to get in, Al.
You have 30 seconds to leave the premises before I'll have to respond by doing something I really don't want to do.
But Al, my friends are inside. My friends are inside.
Come on, just go away before I gotta blast you.
Blast me? What do you mean blast me?
Oh, man, I gotta follow my programming, all of it.
Look, just let me talk to someone inside.
I'm the only person inside that you need to worry about. Buster.
Oh, wait.
See, 15 seconds, so now I'm getting forceful.
Wait, but you're admitting there's someone else inside, because you said...
I'm the only person you need to worry about.
How many seconds do I have left?
10.
Okay, look, please, just let me in the hatch.
I'll open up the hatch for you, buddy.
Okay.
But then a whole bunch of lasers are going to blast you straight in the face.
Fine. I'm coming back, and I'm coming back with firepower.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnson, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Scene. Yeah?
Yeah!
All right.
Thank you for letting Beatrix have a sad little death.
I was actually going to say we should rename this one the one where Beatrix dies a fucking again. Let's make everyone bawl.
And sad.
But it was like interspersed with comedy, so it's fine.
A Fable and Folly production.